I rely on him every day, even though the enemy attacks. And there's so many people being attacked nowadays. But we have that, what we're learning in our ladies' Bible study. We have that dumerous power, excellent power, right? And I'm learning to read the scriptures, and God's opening up things and words to me that I didn't know. We have the light of God. We have the glory of God in us. But sometimes we are afraid to use them and say, oh, God, I can't do that. But we can do all things through Christ. And a lot of you know my background. I won't go through all that. You know, I come from a large family of 13 children. We managed, my father managed, but he was a hard, very disciplinarian man. So, of course, sometimes as children, we all have stories to tell. We can get wounded. We can get wounded spirits, right, from different traumas or things in our life. And I was dramatized as a child. I didn't realize it at the time, but as I got older, God started revealing things to me that I had to learn to let go and let God heal. Like my, I was sickly. I was a sickly child too a lot. I had a lot of things. I was always at the doctor for one thing or another. But you always bounce back. And sometimes you wonder if they're passed down through generational things, you know. And my father, he came from an alcoholic family. His mother was an alcoholic from Ireland. But I thank the Lord that he never allowed alcohol in our home. I thank the Lord for that. And his family kind of excommunicated him when he married my mother. So you can imagine the life that he had with being shunned by his own mother and father and his five sisters. They go down the street, they go across on the other side. Well, it's not like that nowadays, but thank the Lord that things were mended through the years. But God, when you want love and bringing up your love from your parents, sometimes some of us don't get that the way we want to. We just think it's a normal life. You go to school, you go through school. I even had a teacher in grade 3 and 5 that called me stupid and dumb because I was a very slow learner. So they say back then, sticks and stones will break your bones, but names will never hurt you. Well, they do, and they carry with you. And I used to be very bashful and shy. You asked in the public speaking, I hated doing that, but it's funny how God takes you, right? And where he leads you, and he puts things into your ways. And then through the years before, as I said, it says in verse here, bear with me. I had to get my husband to number these pages for me. It says to Exodus 20 and 12, it says, honor your father and mother, then you'll live a long, full life in the land of the Lord your God would give you. And I know and growing up in the younger years, I didn't honor my mother and father. I was very bitter against them. I blamed my father for stealing my mother because she was always helping him with his business. And then I found out from my older brothers and sisters why she had to, because my father was starting to show signs of aging and she had to be there. But when you don't have a mother there to hug you every night and tuck you in, and then there's some other things that went on, and my father used to yell at my mother, abuse her. Sometimes I heard the yelling. My older sister's not heard the hitting at times. My mother, she took it, and I was the last one to leave home. And I can remember one night, because we always had to go to bed a certain time, and he came in from his job and from the back. He had a business in the backyard, a printer. And Mom was with him, and he yelled her to do this. I yelled down and said, leave her alone. And he said, you go to bed and mind your own business. Well, that stuck with me. I said, Lord, how can I honor my father? He doesn't have respect for my mother, you know. And when you grow up and you don't have that father's love, it can cripple you inside at times. And you learn how do I love? How do I really love people? How can I love a God there that has these things going on? But I thank the Lord through different people have come into my life. It said, you've got to learn to forgive. And God. And I finally, before my father did die, I went and asked him for forgiveness. And he did. And I asked my mother, too, for her forgiveness. And I thank the Lord. He puts those in your life. And to honor them. Because if you honor your parents, as the word says, you'll live a good life. You know, God will bless you. You can't forget about our parents. They've had a background. And that sometimes those generation things have to be broken. And my father did what he did because that wasn't broken. But my father, through the years, did mellow, and he even came to my wedding. He didn't give me away, but he came to my reception. He never went. He said, if I go to inside a church, the roof would fall in. But I thank the Lord that through the years, the Lord worked on his heart, too. And anyway, and as I've told you before, I left home and lived with my sister, and I did some dating. I didn't do much dating in school because I was called Tank 2 in high school because I was very heavy. I was over 200 pounds. So I was made fun of, bullied, and that can play on you. So, of course, you don't want to be out in the forefront. But the last year of high school with my other sister, if I told you this story, we had a little contest with this one diet, and I was losing 15 pounds a week. That was great. You know, like I went down from a 22 and a half size dress to a 12 in that whole year. So I thanked the Lord that I told my sister that. She said, I don't remember that. I said, well, I do. You know, I beat you in all the weight. So now I'm the smallest, and some of them are bigger. But thank the Lord that he puts people in places to help you along in life, right? And sometimes he puts you in hard places sometimes to make you realize that it's only him and him alone that can change your life. Well, as I went to Toronto to live and lived with one of my sisters, I started dating a bit. I dated some Christian guys, but I said, Lord, these ones, I don't know about these ones. I won't go into all the details, but I said, they don't seem the right ones, you know. So you got to bring the right one along. And when I finally gave to him, so I'm telling you young girls and guys, don't just settle for second best. Wait for the right one. It might take you a while. We get impatient, right? But God's always there, and he'll come through. And he brought Pastor Russ into my life. He came to my 22nd birthday party, maybe shared this. And I knew when he came to that door that he was the one I'm going to marry. And he was praying for a Christian girl, too. So I thank the Lord that I waited for the right one, that we're both Christians and that we love the Lord. He was younger in the Lord than I was, but I thank the Lord. We have our differences. We're different like night and day because he was a tease. He's the type of person I wouldn't want to be around growing up because he teased. And as you can see, he is a tease. I said, I don't want to marry somebody like that. Well, Lord brings that into my life. And there was a family in our church back home, and their name Russ, the King family, and they loved the Lord very much, and they lived their example, and his name was Russell. I said, it would be nice to get a man named Russell, you know, so what I marry is a Russell, you know, like, how coincidence is that? But God is so good, and as we went on in life, and Pastor Russ and I met in February, we got engaged in June, got married in November, all in 1 year. That was 1974, so we've been married. We're in our 44th year of marriage now. I thank the Lord for that. He's teaching me things. I'm teaching him things. Like now that I see him sick, men don't take sickness very well, folks. Women, you know that, right? Like he came home. He went to the breakfast, but he said, Betty, I haven't been feeling very good. He says, I got ache all over, and I feel like I'm going to throw up at times. And he just laid there. He said, get the shotgun out. And I said... But anyway, he's home resting, but I gave him some gravel and told him to take some Tylenol, and the bell's there keeping him company. So thank the Lord for him, and I pray for him. But, you know, down the road, God brings you along, and he's just like all of us. We're on journeys, right? We have our highs and lows. And as I've shared, too, how we've gone to different churches, and the Lord's put us in different positions. I've had to learn some things, like even getting up in front of you folks. You think I'd be up here today if it wasn't for the Lord? No way, you know. Because what comes out of my mouth, I give glory to God. Because he's a good God, and he cares about us. And he's brought people into my life that have spoken to me and mentored me. And as it says in Titus, first of all, he did give me, I forgot to mention this verse in Acts. When I was younger and I first became a Christian, when I was in my young teenage years, I did accept the Lord. I can remember going by a bedside, and I realized that I went to church, a little brother in church, and they taught us about Jesus and love of Jesus and how he died on the cross. But I knew I had to make that decision myself, and I did by a bedside. I was at my sister's one day, and I just went down. I knew that he had saved me because I felt different inside. You know how when you first get saved, you want to go and tell everybody? You know, but not everybody wants to listen. But I thanked the Lord that he was... that I didn't give up, and he didn't give up on me, and he helped me. But he told me this one verse when I was single and growing up in my teens. It says, Acts 1:8, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. And I wonder what that meant. So, well, Lord, you're going to send me to Africa? Are you going to send me to Europe? Or what are you going to do with me? You know, because I was a shy little girl. I didn't know what he was going to send me. But he said, no, Betty, I'm going to use you right where you're at. You know, he can, you know, show where you're at. And that's where you, all of you are important. He's put you where you are for a purpose, whether it's a work or school. He has a plan for each of you. And don't give up on that plan, you know, that God has for you. And he's going to use you greatly. And when I was in Toronto, too, I started going to a little prayer group on Saturday nights. I was going to a church, but in that church, we were just, I hadn't received my baptism in the Holy Spirit yet, because we were taught growing up different things. They taught some good things, but anyway, I won't go into that. But I want it more. And a lot of us seeking the baptism. One night, I was just praying. I said, Lord, I just want to be empowered. And he came upon me. I know that. I can still remember. I was down on my knees praying. I just felt this fire come up inside of me. You know, and I just started speaking in an unknown tongue. And I was flying high that whole night. You know, speaking around my place. You know, God is so good. But that's not, you know, the end of it. You know, God keeps working on you, right? He's still making you grow. And when Pastor Russ and I started inviting him to come to the group. And anyway... Before we left this little group, they prayed over Pastor Russ because we're engaged to get married. And one of the ladies said to us, I see the Lord showing us that you're going to be used by many. You're going to go. He wants you to step deeper into the water. You're going to go deeper. And God's going to use you. Well, I didn't know. Like, I thought, okay, we're getting married. We're going start a family, blah, blah, blah. You know, you live here happily ever after. You know, you don't think where he's going to send you or where you're going. You got your own plans, right? We all got our own plans. This is what I want, Lord. But what does God want? Where does he put you? Where does he take you? Are you willing to go, whatever the cost? We have to all say that even today. Are we willing to die for Christ, as they are in other countries? Are you willing to go? I'll be honest, I do miss my grandchildren. I don't get to see them that much. And I've shared with some of you, I did have the privilege when we were in Mississauga to babysit my oldest granddaughter, who's now going to be 11 this week. And she was only 18 months. I had Wednesdays. I called it Maddie and Me Day because my son and daughter-in-law are both, they're pastoring in Burlington at a satellite church now. So I took Wednesdays and took the GO train out to Burlington and I'd be Maddie my day. And I love that. You know, we go out and play bubbles and take her for walks and so when I moved, she's now going on 11. I say, Maddie, you remember Grandma and I going out to the park? Yeah, Matt, Grandma, but I was young then, you know, I'm growing up. I said, yeah, I know, but Grandma still holds on to that. The other two, Myla and Jaden, I don't know as well, but I try to text them at times or call them, but I miss, and I also miss our other son, Joshua and Miranda, because they're in Coburg now. They were in Brockville, but I thank the Lord that they're used, and you have to let your children go. You know, I know that, and... But there were two boys that were adopted, and I see how God's using them, you know. So no child is wasted, no child. That God has a purpose for every child, and I thank the Lord that I see them. I said, I don't care what you boys do in life as long as you serve God. You serve the Lord and give him heart. You can be a garbage collector for all I care, but serve the Lord, whatever the Lord leads you in doing. I'm very proud of the boys. The Lord's working on their lives too, so I thank for the Lord for doing that. And also I'm not going to go into all the churches we've been at, but another verse that's very important to me right now is Jeremiah 29:11. A lot of you may know this one. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. And I said, Lord, what is your future? What is your hope? What is it you want for my life? Even now I pray that, Lord, what do you want me to do? You know, I want to be the light you want me to be and go you want me to go. But it also says in Titus 2, verse 3 to 5, let me find it here. It talks about the older ones will teach the younger ones. So we're here, ladies, to teach the older ones. I'm scrolling down here. Okay. Well, you know how it says. It says the older ones would teach the younger ones. And we shouldn't teach them not to go around and be idle or be gossipers. So we have to watch our own footsteps, what we're doing in life, right? And God is good. He's been teaching me some things. And what comes out of our mouth, just like Eric was saying, let's not claim these things. God is good. God is great. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And he tells me many times, Betty, be still. Be still and know that I am God. That's Psalm 46 and verse 1. And that's hard to do for us sometimes, to sit and wait. And as Eric said, he's trying to get his Canadian citizenship. I'm praying for healing in my body. I have some health. And the enemy flows, kicks me out. A lot of times from Monday to Saturday, I go through some pain, but I say, no, God, I'm claiming this healing. I believe you're going to heal my bladder. You're going to put a new lining on that. You know, and when the enemy tries to come in, you stand upon the word, folks. You pray it over you. Because he is a God that cares and loves. You know, this week we learned, we're taking Katie Souza, and she talked about the transfiguration. Remember how they went? He took, Peter, James, and John went with him to the that place. And I've been there in Israel. And God brought down Moses and Elijah, and the light shot around them. Well, we learned about the light and the glory this week. You know, we have light and glory, that Jesus has the light and the glory. But we have that light and glory inside of us too. But do we really realize that? I said, Lord, I am your child. We are your women. We are your men. Let's put it into action. Do we take the word? I'm speaking to myself. Do I really believe what the word says? Or just, oh yeah, I did my reading today. Oh yeah, check that off. Okay, that's what Pastor Russ always says, check it off, check it off. But no, we've got to go deeper, as he says. And we've got to go higher in the Lord. Because he wants us. This morning, because Pastor Russ is sick, I said, okay, come on, Belle, we've got to go for our little walk. So I didn't go the long walk, I called them around the bend. So I come on, Belle, let's go. So I'm calling, I hear these voices. They're getting a little louder. Sounds like somebody arguing, fighting. Here I go around the corner, and there's these two women and a guy out there, and one yelling at the other one, you know. And I said, okay, you know, like they're having to fight about something. And I heard her say, well, you know, my first child. And I think, and then they saw me coming, so they kind of lowered their voices a bit. And I went by them. I said, Lord, they're hurting people. These are a hurting couple, and they're taking their wounded souls. And do I really care? You know, I'm not going to go and interfere with their conversation, but I said, Lord, do we really care about what people are going through? Or we just pass by, oh God, you look after them, you know, like I'll just live my life and do my best. But I said, Lord, you open up opportunities and let me go through them, whether it's speaking to a hygienist, as Pastor Russ shared last week as I went in. I said, Lord, open my ears to hear, open my eyes to see, open my mouth to speak what you want me to speak. Because how are they going to know if we don't say something? How are they going to know unless? And they watch us. They watch us. There's people watching us. When the Pastor Russ mentioned about that man that ran across the road, and we're out walking a dog, and he says, how you're faithful, and what happened to your other dog? We walk along. You're surprised what people come out and say. I had another lady say, what happened to your other dog? I said, well, we had to put her down, you know. Oh, I'm so sorry. And there's another lady I meet sometimes on the walk. I don't see her as much now because we're out a little earlier, but... And she has the same hairdresser as I do. And I have a Christian hairdresser. And we kind of talk. And I told her one day, she was complaining about this and that. And I said, you know what? God's in control of everything. So I told her, you know. And she said, well, my grandfather was a minister. I said, oh, yeah? You know, so you have a chance. You never know with your conversation what God's going to do in your life. You know, even with our young people here. You know, God can use you. And I know there's going to be so much out there to draw you away when you go to university and college, but stand to your ground, you know? But know the word. The word has to be hidden in your heart that you won't sin against God. You know, do we know the word? I can quote it, but sometimes I can't remember where it's found. That's just chapter and verse. It's okay, chapter and verse. I can remember a line of it, but God, it's just so, so good. You remember in David's life? David was a man after God's heart. Are you after God's heart today? Are we really deep down? If things are happening all around us, you can see my husband said he's a nosy person. I was going to say a nosy person, but he's not nosy. But he's a nosy, but sometimes I can only take so much of it because there's so much out there, so much happening. But I can see it heading up. it's heading up to something. It's like something big is going to happen. And I said, Lord, I want to be ready when you come back. But I don't want to just, I want to take people with me. I want to see people saved in my neighborhood, you know. Sorry, Kuma, I'm going to use you again. Kuma's my neighbor. I love Kuma. You know, I go by her house all the time. I use Kuma a lot, but I thank the Lord for Kuma. You know, we kind of say hello to each other. We see each other, you know, because she's a dear sister. And then there's another lady, she's not here. Liz started coming to our Bible study. And here people are coming. God's bringing people in. Do we try to go out and reach them and love them? Or is it just words? Well, let somebody else do that. We have a cleanup next Saturday. If you can make it, we need all the help to beautify our church. And this might be ouch, but prayer meetings. Where is everybody at prayer meeting? I know some of you can't make it. Well, I'm too tired. I've had a busy day. You know what? I sit at home too sometimes thinking, I'm a pastor's wife. Why do I have to go? But I go because I know that God wants to move in this city. He wants to move in this city. But how? And this is the backbone. Prayer is backbone. Bible study. We need Bible study because we need to get into the Word and study it for ourselves. But not to study, but put it into action. Because God, these are the end times, people. We can't compromise. I'm speaking to myself, too, because there's days when I said, I can't handle this anymore, Lord. Just take me home. Get me out of here, you know? Then he puts a guilt trip on me and said, well, Betty, what about the other ones? What about your neighbors, you know? So I'm speaking to myself. I'm not just saying a sermon. But even as I said, I see where God's brought me from and where he's taken me. He's not finished with me yet. He's still working on me. And I have days, folks, like you all do. Monday to Saturday, I say, those are the hard days. Those are the challenging days because we're attacked left, right, and center, right? And we need the church. Don't forget that. We need getting together with one another to build one another up. I need you, and I thank the Lord for each and every one of you because you speak to me. And your Pastor Russ and I say, this is the last church we'll probably pastor. Hopefully you'll take us home because we're getting up there in years like all of us. We love each and every one of you, but he said he saved the best for the last. Because you're all such a great congregation. We love you all very dearly. Like, I see all these seniors. I'm a senior now, too, but they're like pillars in our church, right? And I thank the worship team, all the ones on there, for the drama team. I thank Pastor Pierre for the Bible study he does. For the women's ministry, I thank each one. I thank for Louise, who does a ladies' Bible study, for the men's breakfast, for the youth. I thank you that Andrea does that. And I thank for all the Sunday school workers, but we need more workers, folks. We need, look around you. You need young families in here, and I'm praying for that, too. Because they're our next generation. But God is good. Don't ever give up. Don't ever give up. God is here with us. And as you young people go off and do your education, remember God is with you. Ask him. Spend time with him every day. Ask him to guide you and direct your footsteps. Find a good church. If you're not here in town, find a good church to go to. If in Ottawa, they have Woodvale. They got Bethel. We live there. You know, they're good ones. There's a community we went to. But God is there. He's always there for you. Even when you're at the lowest of lowest, God is there. So I just shared my heart today. I'm speaking to myself as well as all of you that God is good and he's going to bless us. And he's going to minister, and he's going to use us, right? And we're praying for all the other churches here in town that are preaching the word, that God will use them too, that this city is going to be turned upside down for Jesus. Amen. If the worship team like to come and do whatever you like to do. So I just pray that God's anointing will be on you today, that he'll bless you. And Lord, bless the fellowship that we have afterwards, Lord, that you bless the food and bless each one, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy and for your anointing, Lord, that your word will go forth and not return void, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And after 11, folks, you're going to have an early lunch.
Yeah.
What's the one? I'll tell you one that I like. Just a minute. How about some Good Good Father? Is that one good? Good 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 Father? I like that one. That's one of my favorites, isn't it? Do I get to pick the Che? Since I'm preaching? Can I sing along with you? Where's a man?
Thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love.
Father, you're our Redeemer, your Savior, Lord. So rise up with each person today, Lord. Bless them as they go, Lord. Minister to them. And Father, be with them this week, Lord. Give them opportunities. Give them boldness, Lord. Let this be with them and guide and direct their footsteps, Lord. And we give you the praise and the glory. And bless our time now together in your precious name. Amen. God bless you. Have a great week. Amen.